This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We have such a packed show today on a Wednesday. We spoke with Congressman Mike Bost of Illinois' 12th District at 12:25. May Mailman with the White House just joined us right before we took that last break. And there's a lot of discussion about what the Senate is going to do with the big, beautiful bill. A lot of people are just calling it a big bill. And they need it to be more beautifuler, if that's a word. How do we get to the point where the Senate can take what the House has started and make it better? Well, let's get to our friend, Dory Murdoch. He joins us once again, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. Dory, happy Wednesday. Welcome back.
Happy Wednesday to you, Annie.
Thank you. Are you surprised, first and foremost, that the House was able, in the timely manner, as they said, before Memorial Day, were you surprised that they were able to get that through?
I'm glad they did. Boy, it was close. It was 215 to 214.
Right.
And oddly enough, one of the things, it's very sad, really, one of the advantages of the GOP has been that a couple of Democrats passed away and they've not been reelected. So they're basically vacancies there. And I think a third congressman passed away, Jerry Connolly of Virginia, last week. So, nobody obviously roots for that sort of thing. But as it happens, having three empty Democrat seats in the House made it easier for the House GOP, the very, very small majority there, so we'll get that measure through. So that's the case there. And then the Senate, of course, they also have only three seats. It's a majority, but not a huge one. And there it's important for the GOP to stick together. And if they do, they can pass it. If they start splintering off, then that bill is not going to make it out. So we're all crossing our fingers, hope that they can stay unified and not waste this tremendous opportunity to have a unified Republican White House, Senate, and House, all of the same party, all Republican, all supporting President Trump, and hopefully get the big, beautiful bill, as I say, bigger, more beautiful, and onto the president's desk. I hope July 4th, although I hear now end of July. I mean, that deadline keeps moving further and further into the future. So I wanted to see that by Memorial Day. We obviously missed that deadline. Hopefully by July 4th, we'll have this thing signed, and we'll start seeing tax reductions for the second half of the year. And maybe even retroactive to the first of the year, which would be even better.
So, DeRoy, you know, the House bill has a lot of really amazing things. And President Trump said that this morning at the swearing in of Judge Jeanine. He was asked a question about it. And he's like, listen, there are a lot of things about it that I don't love, but there are a lot of things about that I love very, very much. The Senate has the opportunity to put their fingerprint on the big, beautiful bill. What do you want to see them do?
Yeah, I think they make it more beautiful and more big, bigger, more beautiful, or beautifuler, as you said it, by doing a couple things. One thing is totally missing in the House bill. I don't know why they didn't include it. And it's something on which President Trump campaigned, which is having a corporate tax, not at 21% now, but even lower rate, 15% for American companies that manufacture in the United States. And if they can pay a 15% corporate tax, they'll be paying not the 24th lowest in the world, but the 6th lowest in the world. And if that's the case, we're going to have a tremendous, tremendous ability to compete and compete more effectively against our allies and our friends and economic competitors around the world. That would be huge. Another big thing would be if they could take the savings from Doge that have been identified by Elon Musk and the rest of those folks and actually put them into law. We've had press releases and speeches and discussions about this sort of thing, and they've been able to cancel some contracts and so on. But to whatever degree they can put these things into federal law and make them, you know, part of the U.S. code, that would save us money over time. Another thing that I think would be very smart to do is to take the spending level we had back in before COVID. I don't know if we can go back to the spending baseline of 2019. I mean, that goes back quite a way, but we ought to be able to go back to where we thought we'd be in 2025 in 2019. And I think that would save us, if I remember correctly, roughly around $40, $50 billion this year alone. Mm-hmm. So basically reset ourselves to the point that we thought we would be now before COVID kicked in and ruined everything. I don't think that's asking too much, and that should be the kind of reduction we ought to be able to handle since COVID-19 is in the rearview mirror and that's behind us, and that emergency is over. So we ought to be able to get back to the spending level where we thought we'd be before COVID-19 came in and turned everything upside down.
Jory Murdoch speaking with us right now of Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor, and a nationally syndicated columnist. You can read his piece on the Big Beautiful Bill in the Daily Signal right now. I'm thinking to myself about the very, very tight nature of the Republican majority. And we were just talking with Mae Mailman, who is with the White House, and she was talking about the importance of people understanding what this Big Beautiful Bill does for border security. And it wasn't too long ago that I recall very vividly Joe Biden's main political point on border security is we've got a bipartisan bill, which the Republican senator from Kentucky backed away from after he was part of putting it together. We got a bipartisan bill. The Republicans in the House could do something about border security right now, and they're too chicken to do it. We're doing everything here without any Democrat support. Do you think that there is a political advantage to a Democrat saying this is a worthwhile bill? I'm going to vote for it.
I think it'd be smart if they did. I think Chuck Schumer announced yesterday that the Senate Democrats will oppose the Big Beautiful Bill unanimously, which basically says that they're telling the American people, the Democrats are in favor of seeing all the tax reductions that were put in 2017 expire. Have taxes shoot up, and I think it would be something like a $3 trillion increase tax hike on the American people. That's wealthy people all the way to regular working class folks. Everybody's taxes would go up. The corporate taxes would shoot back up. And the Democrats in the House voting unanimously, I think they're going to vote unanimously in the Senate as well, to essentially to say, look, we don't want any tax cuts. We do not want to make the Trump tax cuts of 2017 permanent. In fact, we want to see them expire at the end of the year. And they're basically saying, yeah, we're voting in essence for a tax hike on every American taxpayer. If that's what the Democrats want to say unanimously, that's terrific. And they ought to face the voters in 2026 based on those votes. And I think those votes can be used against them very, very significantly, especially if the economy takes off, as I think it will. And they're going to find themselves, you know, at the wrong end of a booming economy and not having done anything to help, but in fact having stood in the way between the American people and prosperous, I hope, 18 months between the second half of this year and when the elections roll around in November of 2026.
Joy, I would be remiss. I have to know what your thoughts are on the Biden presidency, everything that is being investigated right now, the auto pen scandal. Our YouTube poll today is the Biden presidency.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scandal bigger than Watergate. We've heard that from several people, including Representative Eric Burleson, who was on our show yesterday, who said that he's on the House Oversight Committee. I'm wondering what your perspective is on what is about to be uncovered, investigated in the Biden presidency and how big of a deal it is.
I think it's a huge deal. As much as Watergate was totally out of control and started off as a break-in that turned into a cover-up and so on, and obstruction of justice, and really got totally out of control and obviously brought down the Nixon administration, this entire effort on the part of the Biden White House, congressional Democrats, and the media, all three of them, and pretty much every Democrat coast to coast, these people covered up for this man for the campaign before he was elected president, throughout his entire presidency, and now even his post-presidency up until the last couple weeks when Jake Tapper's book came out. And these folks have said, oh, he's brilliant. This guy's so energetic. He's on top of his game. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, saying, boy, I'm huffing and puffing trying to keep up with this guy. They said this over and over and over for 5 years. This wasn't like a one-shot deal or, you know, some out-of-control White House aides who went off on their own, broke into a place, and then that got covered up, and then the cover-up exploded beyond that. This is a very deliberate effort on the part of pretty much every Democrat in power to cover up for this man and lie to the American people day after day after day about how this man who was barely able to keep his thoughts together was the greatest leader since FDR or LBJ or Bill Clinton or whoever it is. And we're learning every day now that that wasn't the case. And now we're finding out even that he apparently didn't sign a whole bunch of things, including perhaps pardons, with this auto pen machine. I mean, there ought to be very simple law. If you are a president, you're signing something other than, you know, autographing photos or something like that for your fans. If that comes out of an auto pen, that's, I guess, okay. But if you're certainly signing pardons, executive orders, and statutes, it ought to be your pen and your hand and not a machine doing that. And frankly, if those things were signed by a machine and not the President of the United States, I wonder if they have the actual force of law. And there ought to be, I think maybe a court ought to decide that. If those things were not signed by the President of the United States and they don't have the force of law, I think those pardons, executive orders, and those even legislation, if that got signed by the auto pen, should be, expire and just be repealed.
Joy, was Jake Tapper brave to write this book?
I'm glad he wrote it. I wouldn't use the word brave. I mean, look, if he suddenly discovered this stuff, you know, there might be some braveness involved. But
that's kind of setting you up there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Look, you know, he acts like, gee, I'm just learning this for the first time. I wish somebody had told me. All he needed to do was read CNN's own poll. CNN's own polls had people in the United States, even Democrats, saying they didn't think Joe Biden was mentally competent enough to run for re-election. So, I mean, he didn't have to leave his building to get the news that CNN's reviewers themselves, or people responding to polls, thought that Joe Biden was beyond the bend. So, you know, the idea that this is, you know, breaking news that he's just discovered is just laughable and embarrassing. And, he should have reported this to the American people back when it mattered, before Joe Biden dropped out of the race with the big coup d'etat last summer, and certainly throughout his whole presidency when he was, you know, having trouble getting on planes, getting off of planes, getting trouble getting onto stage, off of stage, shaking hands with invisible people, making all kinds of statements nobody understood, whispering so no one could hear him, screaming and yelling in speeches. I mean, we all saw that stuff.
Yes.
And the idea that this was some kind of a secret that, you know, somebody just pulled out of a box, out of a vault, 2 weeks ago, and they wrote a book about it, that's just nonsense. This is evident to you, our listeners now. I'm at Fox News right now as we speak. People in this building, people who watched us every night from, the point Joe Biden started running for president back in 2019 onward. We all saw it, and I don't know how Jake Tapper missed it and suddenly wrote this book based on information he suddenly discovered, I guess a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess he was just waiting to make money off of it, which is interesting. It's the worst case of political gaslighting in American history, that's for sure.
No question. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
I'm glad you didn't say Jake Tapper was brave.
No.
Don't take
I'm
that
glad
bait.
I lived up to your expectations.
You always exceed them. Dory Murdoch, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a
all
pleasure
right,
to speak with you.
Great to talk to you.
Take
Thanks
care.
A lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor, as he said, at Fox right now. It's probably going to hit up Fox Business. Dory Murdoch, we love having him on the air. And when we come back, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg is going to join us, the assistant to the President of the United States and special presidential envoy for Ukraine. Donald Trump in the last week said that Putin has gone crazy. Putin does not seem to be wanting to play ball. Sometimes it seems like things get a little worked up right before they settle. I can't keep up with it. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know what Putin ultimately needs, or maybe he's willing to send all of his Russian people to die in order for the pursuit to take Ukraine. What's going on? Well, we go to the experts, the person who's involved in these actual negotiations, Keith Kellogg, on the Annie Fry Show next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.